This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks. Welcome to the first ever edition of the Corporation Nation Radio. I'm Clint Richardson. I'm going to be your host Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm very happy to be here. We have a lot to talk about. We have so much information to cover. In such a, what it feels like a short amount of time, because who knows how long this avenue that we have right now is going to be available to us. We are being inundated. We're being thrown into what's called the social media. This artificial world of computers and internet. And it's a very, 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 very dangerous place to be thrown into. It's addicting. It makes us feel like we're doing something in the real world when in fact we are only in, well, what you might call the Matrix, this artificial structure that's been created for us, all of us quote-unquote patriots out there who want to do something and feel like signing an online petition or sending a digital email to their congressman has any effect whatsoever in the real world. And what I'm here to do with this radio show is to try and talk some sense into the population, because we are stuck, again, in an artificial construct, which is exactly where these people want us to be. Because as long as we're here in this artificial place, then we're not doing anything in the real world. This is so important. And so the focus of this show, above all else, is always going to be natural law, natural rights, nature itself, and living under that law. See, we have a problem with this concept. We have a huge problem, in fact, because we have assigned ourselves over as chattel, as collateral, and we've done so voluntarily by becoming what is referred to as an artificial person. We have literally become, to the court and to the government, a commodity in trust. We are a living, sentient being that is attached as a surety to an artificial construct. And that is how we interact with government. There's an interesting story that just came out where a man from Ohio who had disappeared for a while came back and, he wanted to reclaim his life. That is his civil life, because he was declared civilly dead. You see, and that's how you know about this artificial person thing. It's because, simply because, you can be declared civilly dead while still being perfectly alive. And that's the interesting part about law, is that it only deals, or I should say legal code of government, is that it only deals with artificial constructs. In other words, the court really can only manage the affairs of your artificial person, your corporation, if you will. Thus, the title of this show, for we all live in a corporation nation. Let's take that a step further and talk about the subject of the day, which is, of course, the so-called government shutdown. I find this to be such a humorous thing because, of course, when we break down what that word actually means, what that phrase actually means, well, we know what a shutdown is, but we might not think about what the word government actually means. And it turns out that when we search for the etymology of that word, it comes from quite an old word, or two words, in fact. One of those, ment, is actually the Latin word for mentis, which is mind. And the word govern, coming from, forgive my pronunciation, gubernare, which means control. And it's interesting when you think about it, and kind of ironic, that what we really have then is a mind control shutdown when we consider the etymology of the word government. And, you know, I think it's a safe assumption to say that the purpose of government is obviously to control. But when we add the word mind to the word govern, well, we take on a whole new meaning for what's really happening. Now, in case you didn't notice, as far as the so-called government shutdown, not much actually shut down. What was really ironic is that our people here in the state parks in Utah, if you haven't heard, our state decided to pay some amount of millions to keep our state parks open, our national parks. What was really ironic about that is that the people that were working at the state parks or the national parks here, Zion and Bryce and all that, some of the most popular parks in America, by the way, were actually still working. The rangers were still working, and they were still on the payroll. But instead of actually working in the park, they were working the gate of the park to keep people out. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If we can pay them to act as security guards to not let people on the supposedly free land of America, why is it that they're not just working their normal jobs? So, I mean, it actually means the government is still paying these people. So I'm a little bit confused myself about what this means. But if you ask me, of course, and I'm certainly not the right person to ask, I threw up my arms in celebration when I heard about the mind control shutdown. The mind control shutdown. Did you hear, you know, some of the side effects are that the NSA can't afford, apparently, or doesn't have the appropriations to spy on us as much. So I was really sorry to hear about that, especially considering that the that the NSA, new NSA center, spy center, is practically in my backyard. I live here in Utah, in the irradiated mountains thereof, next to Dugway Proving Grounds, what they call Area 52, if you will. So, again, you know, how can we talk about a government shutdown unless we acknowledge actually what the government is, which is a corporation? See, a government wouldn't need to shut down. We still think of government in the form of an organic thing that's going to be there no matter what happens. But the fact is that October 1st is the first day of the new fiscal year for the corporation called the United States. And we can verify that by simply looking at the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report of government, a subject that we'll be talking a lot about, because that's where we find all of the hidden money and everything else. So, a government shutdown. What is it about that term that scares everybody? I guess that's the real question, because, you know, probably 90% of the topics that are covered on this network and other networks, even the mainstream networks, all stem from problems with the central government. How is it possible that we're so concerned about that? It's a very interesting quandary. We'll be right back after these messages.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. A little Pink Floyd for you there. So we, by the way, we'll take some calls in the second hour. Just me going solo today, getting my hands a little dirty in the hosting chair. I've been a guest on this network quite a bit with one of my favorite ladies in the world, Miss Deanna Spingola. And a special thanks to John Stattmiller for having the confidence and taking the risk of putting a guy like me on the radio today. Because we're going to be talking about things that are uncomfortable. We're going to be challenging dogma. We're going to be challenging belief. We're going to be waking up, if you will, from a slumber that we've had for a very long time. And that slumber is simply based on the fact that we do not know the language. Just like any slave in history who could not read or write, we commodities, we slaves, we people out here who the government states are in servitude, are subjects to it, we do not know the language that enslaves us. We do not understand that every word we use has a duality. And that duality is the most important thing that you can possibly know. Because when you're dealing with government, you know, if you don't know the meaning of the words that you are using to government, then to government, your words will have absolutely no meaning, no authority, no power, no nothing. In fact, your words are the one thing, the one action that gets you in trouble constantly, every single time you try to interact with government, because it is your words that government pays attention to. It is nothing else. It is not your emotion, because government is a legal entity. It is fictional. It has no emotion. Its language is heartless. It has no feelings. It has no love, and it has no hate. It simply is. That is what we are dealing with. And when you're dealing with such an entity that takes on such an artificial nature, you need to be able to put yourself into that forum. And you can't do that if you let your emotions take over. And so this is going to be the focus of a lot of what we talk about on this radio program, is the natural law and how that compares to the positive law, the statutory laws, all the artificial things that men create to defeat nature. And hopefully we'll learn how to navigate that system. My goal, however, is to take you along with my personal journey, which is actually to give up all of that. I have the intention, as we go along, basically to completely extract myself from the system. I will never again be considered an artificial person. I will never be contracted in a voluntary state of servitude to government. And that is my goal. And as I go along with that that task, which will be a very difficult one, I will certainly keep everyone up to date with that. But you see, what I figured out is a very, very important concept. Again, that concept is death. How could I have ever thought that there were two kinds of death? Let me just give you an example of the man I was talking about earlier. Just read you from this article. It was actually on the mainstream news. It says, an Ohio man stepped before a judge trying to prove that he was alive. Yes, you heard that right. The judge simply said, "You are still deceased as far as the law is concerned." Wow. Can you imagine being told that you're dead as you're standing up in front of the judge? Now, this is very important. This is very much the whole construct of what an artificial person is. Once in Ohio, once you've been declared dead, and this is not, has nothing to do with whether you're alive or not. It simply has to do about whether you're a citizen or not, whether you're paying contracts, whether you're collecting Social Security, whether you're paying taxes. If suddenly you disappear off the map, let's say you go and you spend 4 years in the Philippines with no contact whatsoever, and someone reports that you're missing and you're not paying your taxes. In Ohio, there's a 3-year limit for overturning death. Of course, it's talking about civil death. We're not talking about a living man here. We're talking about his artificial person. Now, I'm going to use the word straw man because that's my favorite description. Straw man is a very deceiving word, though. If I had my choice, I would prefer that straw man was a paper man. Because the paper is what makes the man, or excuse me, the paper is what makes the person. The flesh and blood and the soul is what makes a man. But the artificial person is a paper man. It is simply a bunch of contracts and obligations, not duties, because a duty is a natural thing that a man has to another man. An obligation is what takes over a duty through the artificial construct of law, of man's law, if you will. So Donald Eugene Miller was trying to get back his Social Security number and driver's license. But again, in Ohio, there's a 3-year limit for overturning death. So here's a living man in front of a judge, and that judge will not recognize the living man. Because the judge cannot recognize the living man. The government can only deal with artificial persons. So, this man had no standing in court because he wasn't artificial. He lost that privilege granted by government of personhood. The 3-year quote, excuse me, the 3-year limitation is to have finality. This guy's ex-wife shouldn't have to live the rest of her days wondering if he'll turn up, and she'll have to repay Social Security. Heirs shouldn't have to spend their entire lives wondering if Uncle Thurston will ever return from the cruise. He's now 61, this guy, and he was missing for nearly 20 years. He was officially declared dead in 1994, 8 years after he disappeared from his home. Okay, the declaration of death, once again, is a civil death. It is the death of a citizen. Okay, a citizen is not a man. A citizen is an artificial piece of paper that involves a Social Security number and contract, a driver's license, and all of that, which is all the stuff he was trying to get back. Now, why am I telling you this? What relevance does this have? It's so important that I can't stress how important this particular case is to what it means to be a human. I cannot stress this enough. If you are alive, then you are not artificial. We'll be back.
With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Folks, welcome back. Corporation Nation Radio Show. First day, in fact. The maiden voyage. Very, very happy to be here. Let me go a little further here and talk about poor Mr. Miller. I find this is just so important. I can't tell you how important it is to understand what's happening here. See, Miller, again, 61-year-old guy, declared dead in 1994. He came back home. He says he worked odd jobs, finally returned home in 2005, thinking that he could reconnect with his family. All right, so let me give you the reason why he left in the first place. Of course, he was a citizen, which means he's subject to law. I should say the legal code, statutes, and all of that. Of course, he went through a divorce. Now, divorce is a very profitable business. It is promoted by government. Of course, government is the Bar Association as well. Bar Association being part of the executive branch of government. We're all fooled into thinking there is a judicial or third branch of government, but in fact, the judicial in entirety was basically created in the Act of 1790, which was a congressional act, in other words, statute. Well, that means that the court itself is a statutory court. If you look at the Department of Justice, you will see just about every aspect of the judicial supposed branch is actually under the executive branch. So what this dude went through, he says, I'm just going to read directly from it. It says, Miller said in court he left to avoid paying the $26,000 he owed in child support on his two kids. He lost his job and reportedly did not know what to do. He says, quote, my paycheck was being taken away from me, and I had nothing left. It kind of went further than I ever expected it to. I just kind of took off and ended up in different places. Now, the average person out there would say, oh, well, he was a criminal. He was doing something bad. He wasn't paying his child support and da-da-da-da-da. Of course, that is what we are trained to think. We're automatically trained to think that he's automatically a bad guy because he wasn't paying alimony or child support. We don't ever stop and consider what would happen to us if we lost our job, didn't have the money to pay, and yet government was still coming after us, draining any little bit of money we had. He reportedly worked odd jobs until he finally returned home in 2005. That's when he learned of his own death. Can you imagine coming home and learning that you're dead? I mean, yeah, really. It goes on to say, right now it doesn't look like Miller will be brought back from the dead, legally anyway. But his ex-wife, Robin Miller, opposes his request. Although she didn't testify in court, she says she can't afford to pay back the Social Security benefits. Think about this, folks. If you're on the side of the wife, the ex-wife, and you're saying this guy's such a bad guy because he didn't pay child support, the guy was ruined. Like, literally. The guy was destitute, had nothing for himself, and what the bills are piling up, and so he just decides to get the heck out of Dodge. And here's a woman who doesn't want her husband to even come back from his civil death. Probably not back from his real one either. And she doesn't want him to have any status or benefit because it would mean she now is going to be in debt to government because she has to pay back all the Social Security that she claimed on his behalf because she thought he was dead. She hoped he was dead. And you know what? She went out of her way to take advantage of the fact that she was dead. The judge said, in over 40 years, I've never come across a case like this. In the end, though, because of the statute, because it's statutory law, and judges no longer consider what is right or wrong, they only do what the law says. It was a pretty open and shut case. That's from CNN, by the way. So, what's funny is, here you have a case of a free man. Perhaps one of the only truly free men in America. Why do I say that? Because here's a man who lost all of the supposed benefits of citizenship. He's not a citizen anymore. But you know what he is? He is naturally born in America. See, it's very important to distinguish between these two things because America is America. America is the land. America is the people. America is everything that you can see and touch and feel. It is the 50 states who've combined in a confederation to protect one another. But then along comes a spider. Along comes the United States, a corporation outside of America, in a corporate judicial district, which are actually what states are, according to the federal government. And it spins its web, and it covers America, the land, the things, with its artificial jurisdiction. So here's a man who's actually, by the grace of God, become a free man, a natural man on the land. He has no idea what this means. I would pay everything I have to switch places with this man. This man is free. See, we don't know what free means in this country. We even call the country a free country, an oxymoron, if ever there was one. Worse than the term sovereign citizen, a total ridiculous oxymoron. One that is promoted, of course, to demonize people like me who laugh continuously at the terms they come up with to describe someone who just wants to be free and govern themselves and do no harm and just be a good person. Follow the rules of nature, the axioms of law. It's so easy, really. I mean, all it takes is doing no harm to others. You'll never have a problem. But that's not the world we live in, because we're citizens. We are subjects to the law. And because of that, we give up our natural rights. We take them for granted. We push them aside and we accept citizenship. So I want to go over some words today, and we're going to do this on a regular basis, because we really have to distinguish between what is natural, what is right, and what is wrong. The first thing to understand, I think, is what a positive law and a negative law is. It's a very strange concept. There's certain words that seem like they're the same, but remember, every word in the legal language has a duality. Everything that you say has a semantic quality to it that must be understood. If you're using a word that you don't know the meaning of in the legal language, you are going to jail. You are going to be subject to a master the rest of your life. Some of these words we've already discussed. Are you a man or are you a person? Person is a legal term. Well, actually, technically, they're both legal terms. But a man refers to the natural man. A person only refers to the artificial construct, the straw man or paper man. Okay, that's it. We have the words free, and we have the word freedom. Now, this is a tricky one. This is probably one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, was realizing the difference between these two words. Because again, Mr. Douglas, I believe it was, he is now a free man. Whereas before, he was a person with freedom. He was a citizen. He was political, not natural. He had entitlements, not natural liberty. Okay, you see the difference between these words. One is God-given or of nature. One is man-made or government-granted. So what does that make freedom? Well, try a government-granted privilege. We'll be right back.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back. And you're on the Corporation Nation here at good old RBN. So glad you could join us today for my first show. Pretty excited about this. Worked very hard to get here. I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we continue, and there's really not much to tell. I'm a cancer survivor. I had cancer when I was 17, pretty much set the course of my life, thinking that I was in a limited scheme and probably not as immortal as I thought, really kind of made me put my head down and start traveling and seeing the world, and I did so. Unfortunately, that meant I was a college dropout, because I just couldn't handle the stress of having such a heavy thing over me. I ended up working for the airlines, traveling all over the place. Ended up in New York City. Was there for the events of 9/11. Watched the towers fall from my roof. An experience I shall never forget, and still have a bit of true real post-traumatic stress, not the kind that people in, say, Iowa might have, but the actual smell, sound, and feeling of watching those towers fall was quite an experience. And again, a life-changing experience. Nothing about it made sense. Nothing about it still makes sense. And maybe one of these days we'll talk about that in more detail. I got some information about that you probably haven't heard before. From there, I moved to Hollywood, went to school, just a trade school, became a sound engineer, and then got into sound editing and sound design. And as soon as I found out that Hollywood was such a horrible place, full of Zionist propaganda, talking to script writers and authors who have to change their scripts to fulfill the needs of Hollywood to promote the military and to promote the love of our government, that sort of thing, I decided that I didn't want to be part of that propaganda anymore, and quit. Working on some great projects, one of the top sound companies, and there it goes. My six-figure salary was about to happen, and no more. So here I am. I became a full-time activist, got involved with We Are Change for a while, and did a lot of guerrilla surprise interviews, if you will, asking the tough questions that no one else will. And then I started writing, putting myself out there. And to be honest, folks, again, I have no letters or pedigrees behind my name. I can't tell you that I went to a college or some prestigious school, of which I don't believe there are any at this point, especially after I found out what schools really were when they were started, and we'll talk about that sometime too. But, you know, I don't have a BS, for instance, and I think everybody out there knows what the word BS actually means. I don't have a PhD, which to me stands for piled high. Well, you get the picture. I don't have any of that. So if that's what you're looking for, you're probably in the right place. You're not going to hear me interview any celebrities, unless they're celebrities that have fallen out and now are against what made them celebrities. Maybe. It's got a chance. You're not going to hear any of that on this show. So if that's what you're looking for, there's all kinds of shock jocks and people out there that can fulfill that little fantasy of yours. But if you want to actually get down and become human again, if you want to learn how to do some real things in an artificial world, then you're at the right place, okay? I'm not going to talk to you like you're commodities. Yes, I realize that this is a commercial station. It does have advertising, and I certainly, you know, would hope that you'll support the advertisers, because without those advertisers, I wouldn't be here. Okay, but I'm not here to sell you anything. I don't have any products. I don't have any books. All my writings are free, and I consider them all public domain. You don't have to ask permission anytime you want to reproduce them. You can even put them in your book. I don't care. You can make a documentary out of anything I write. All my movies are free. They can be seen on thecorporationnation.com. Okay? I am not here to sell you anything. Okay? That's for other people to do. I am here to talk to you as men. When I say the word men, by the way, one of the hardest concepts people have to grasp is that women out there, your title of woman is actually a legal status. Long ago, when they created the title of woman, it was to elevate you to the similar legal status of personhood, what white landowners possessed, basically. So I'm not going to do you the disservice of calling you women. I might slip every once in a while and say the word, just because it's our language. But you see, the word woman is one of those dualistic words. The word woman is a legal status. It means that you've given up your natural rights and you've accepted false equality. Equality is one of those words I really want to talk about, because it is a false paradigm. It is a political, if you will, it's a privilege. Just like freedom is a privilege granted by government. The difference, again, between the word free and the word freedom is very simple. Mr. Marshall, I believe his name was, is actually a free man. He has no artificiality to control him. He can tell the police. He can just give them the finger, basically. The TSA can't search him because he's not a citizen. He doesn't proclaim the right to be a passenger. He is simply a traveler. A traveler is the natural man. A passenger is a artificial person in commerce. These are all terms we'll explore, of course, a lot as we go on. But you see, what's happened to this man is he's gone from being positive to negative. And see, the problem with a court is that a court can't prove a negative. That's why they have to have an artificiality, something that is legal, something that they can prove, because prove is again, a legal term. See, a man can't stand in court because a man is not artificial. He must have that surety, that artificial person. That is what the court charges. And as a surety, or if you will, almost a collateral, a trust for that artificial person, you might go to jail. You might go to a private prison, and you might work for pennies on the dollar, and repay your artificial sins in that way. So, let's talk about equality. And by the way, we'll take some phone calls in the second hour here. I know you guys don't want to listen to me talk all 2 hours. So, it's very interesting because what has happened in this country is, or I should say in this nation, is that we, again, have given up our natural rights in lieu of political rights or positive rights. So we've gone from being negative to positive. Now, anybody knows anything about the flow of electricity knows that you have to really limit the negative flow of energy. Because the negative flow of energy is so powerful. It is powerful beyond means. And you have to control that. You have to put a capacitor on it. You have to keep it from coming forward so that you can harness just that little bit of energy called positive. The positive takes control of the negative. The negative is pushed aside. And that's exactly what the United States has done to us men out here. It's very sad. All right, folks, we're going to be back.
Financial uncertainty.